Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. I'm here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. It's time to connect with the coach, brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins, AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, AT&T Entertainment, your way. Bruce, before we concentrate on your team, something that came across the NHL here today, the general manager's talking about maybe changing the rule in terms of goalie interference, where it will be decided back at hockey operations. I mean, do you have any opinion on that, and what have you seen maybe through your tenure here?
Well, there's always some calls that, you know, you're questioning. We had one in Toronto recently. Didn't go our way. I think to address it, because there's been a lot of conversation about it, to get it right is the most important thing. How they go about that, there's probably a lot of different opinions. I think having one centralized area that see a lot of these different calls, situations every night, is a good thing. A former referee, probably have a relationship with the referees on the ice, is not a bad thing either. So you're putting a couple elements together that I think will improve it. But I guess until you go through it, you don't know. But for me, it's pretty simple. Whatever makes you get to the best call the quickest, the most efficiently, without losing kind of the tempo and the feel for the game, then let's go that route.
We look back at your team here the last game. I mean, the big news, obviously, with Ryan Donato, goal and two assists for him in his debut. What did you see from him, and you know, maybe what's your message here moving forward to today?
Well, I saw a lot of compete on the puck. Guy with good hands around the net, good vision, separated himself in the open ice a couple times to create some forecheck turnovers. So would obviously like to see lots of that every night. That's kind of as advertised. Away from the puck, there was no real issues that I saw. Of course, things are going to come up on a nightly basis about positioning, structure. We'll work with them on that, but just, you know, stay in the moment. I know he was well talked about now, so people in St. Louis Blues are going to know who Ryan Donato is. So he's going to be played against harder, probably maybe sooner than you would if you just kind of slid in there and didn't accomplish what he did. So, but that's something he's probably dealt with his whole career at different levels, and he's going to go through it now.
One guy that maybe slid a little bit under the radar in that game was Danton Heinen. It seems like he's starting to progress the last couple of games, and especially, you know, he made some good plays in that game the other day.
Yep, a nice fit on that line. He's played his offside, which he has done in the past. We tried to keep him on a strong side, left wing all year, make more plays in your forehand that way. We just felt we'd move him over because he complements that group, can make plays, can finish. So worked out. We'll keep him over there tonight. If we find that he's struggling and making plays in his backhand too much, we'll put him back on the left side. But he has started to win more pucks again where he was early this year and seems stronger on it. So that's good, because that's when he's at his best, when he has the puck.
Jordan Schwartz comes up. Anton Bleed goes down. What does your lineup look like here today with them?
Well, Swarzy plays more center. Anton, strictly a left winger. Did a good job for us. Had lots of energy, finished his checks. Swarz was here early this year. We know a bit about him. We know he can certainly blend into our lineup and do his job. A little more versatility, I guess, because he's played right wing as well. So we're going to put him between Giant and Wingles. That way he got a little more chemistry with the fourth line stays together. We moved Achari into the middle the other night. I like Noel in the middle. There's no issue there, but with Swarzy being able to play that, he'll go up there. You know, Nash will stay together with Marshy and Pasta, and we talked about Krejci's line. So three lines that have played together. You know, Wingles and Gionta have moved around a little bit. Swarzy hasn't been here, so maybe it's easier just to put the three kind of new guys together and let them figure it out.
Your power play was really generated quite a few chances, except for one power play in the second period. You guys were all around the net. What did you like most about it?
Second chances, puck recovery, you know, to stay in the zone and then reattack. That was the difference, right? So instead of spending your time breaking pucks out, trying to get in the zone again, you're resetting your offensive plays and catching them when they're fatigued. And it showed. I think we generated about 20 shot attempts and probably 9 or 10 chances, 3 or 4 rebound chances. And eventually we got one on a second chance. So that's kind of the MO we've had a little bit lately. Even up in Tampa, Backus's goal was from the slot. Nash, we're trying to get bigger bodies around the front of the net. With Rick Nash being on board, it's easier to do that. Obviously not in tonight, but in general, we've changed our philosophy a little bit that way.
Last question for you, just on St. Louis. I mean, bigger team, kind of heavier team. You kind of get that a little bit more from the Western Conference, it seems like, anyhow. And you're going to see a lot of that on this trip. You know, how do you approach today's game?
Yeah, well, I mean, we had success against them last time. That was well talked about. And I think it actually bothered our guys, to be honest with you. We feel we can play with anybody, big or small, fast or slow, high scoring, low scoring. We've been in all types of hockey games. So they took it as a challenge at the time, and I thought we played a real good game against them, and we're certainly worthy of the 2 points. So obviously things change in 6 weeks or 2 months. I forget exactly when it was. And we've got some guys out of our lineup, so do they. They're battling for a playoff spot. We're, you know, battling for our points, for playoff positioning. So everyone's got something on the line. For us, it's, hey, you play the game in front of you. They're a good, hard team. Going to be a tough matchup for us. But I don't know. I feel that way almost every night. You know, there's no easy games in this league. So you just got to deal with what they do well. Try to, you know, take them out of their game that way and do what we do well.
Bruce, we appreciate it. Good luck here tonight.
All right. Thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Blues are next.